You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Kia ora Marama, how are you this morning?
Morning, Rachel. I'm really good, thank you.
It's good to speak to you today. It's been an interesting week polling-wise. We've seen, the first official poll come out since the new government. We've seen a drop for the coalition government, a boost of 2% for the Green Party. It is one poll, but what do you feel that the Greens are taking from this? What does it mean for you guys?
Yeah, well, it's definitely only one poll, but it is matching what we're seeing and hearing across the country and in our communities. Basically, people fed up with this government. Even those who may have voted for this government don't feel that they voted for some of the very anti-environment, anti-people, anti-democratic, anti-Tiriti issues and proposals that they've been pushing forward. While the Greens, as always, remain consistent on valuing, treasuring and protecting people and the planet. I'm really proud that we're able to show and continually show the consistency of what we stand for. That's what's important to us. While the poll is encouraging, we know that we're going to keep focused on people being the actual polls, not just watching them, on people seeing the hope that there is a political party who offers enduring solutions to the big crises, the big worries that people are facing of having enough to live with dignity, protecting our rivers and water and soil quality, our environment, and taking strong climate action. So I'm proud of the work that we are doing to focus on that space.
It has been a very interesting litmus test, although, you know, we do keep hastening to say it's one poll, but it is an interesting litmus test. Inside the House, what is the sentiment at the moment? How does it feel in Parliament at this kind of juncture in time?
To be honest, I really have to dig deep to maintain any sort of stability in my own head, actually. It's a toxic place to, in a robust place. And I've been here for 8 years. Like, I'm not new, you know, and I'm not naive about what this place has always been about. But this place has always been about hostility and competition rather than genuine efforts to work together and solve some of these big issues for people. And at the moment, it just feels like this place, I mean, we just had 100 days recently of legislation being rammed through. We've got the fast-track legislation being sped through right now, which goes against people being at the part of decision-making. It goes against protecting our nature world for generations to come, and it absolutely goes against Te Tiriti and Mana Motuhake for Hapu Aniwi. So this place, then, it just feels like constant barrage of assaults, legislative and policy and narrative assaults. We continue to see Māori used as a political football. It feels toxic and wild. It doesn't feel like a place of being able to genuinely look for solutions. So, the Greens wanting to keep our collective wellness and strength at the forefront. It's an everyday challenge.
There's been so much happening domestically. We have got some international relationships that perhaps have seen headlines, but maybe people haven't connected with them as much. I wanted to talk a wee bit about AUKUS because this is a big one that's going on. I know the Greens have a very strong position on this as well, but what are the conversations that's currently happening for New Zealand's government with this trilateral kind of pact? It's a security pact between Australia, the UK and the United States. There's very pillars of it. There's a conversation about whether or not we as a country subscribe to Pillar 2. What does this actually potentially mean for New Zealand at the moment, Marama?
It potentially means this AUKUS deal with UK, US, Australia potentially means a loss of our independence once again. We have to focus our presence in the Pacific with building and prioritising the relationships with the Pacific nations and the Pacific community. and to reaffirm our commitment to upholding Pacific-centred values and their dreams across the Pacific. Now, one of the examples that I'm really proud of, we've got Te Anau Tuiono's Members Bill right now to restore citizenship that was taken quite rudely, quite cruelly, from Western Samoa citizens for Aotearoa citizenship. And those are the sorts of examples of the relationships that we should be prioritising across our Pacific nations and peoples, both here and in the Pacific, rather than the threat of losing our independence, our ability to forge pathways of dialogue and diplomacy, to focus on conflict prevention and mediation. We lose that when we hook our trailer up to Australia, the UK and the United States. You know, what is the strategic value of pinning ourselves to those countries? Like, really, we should all be asking this government of that. And there is everything to gain from focusing our partnerships on the Pacific nations.
The argument is that Pillar 2 is just the technology only part of this agreement. Does that not something that potentially serves New Zealand? Why is the Green Party concerned about the, I guess, the technology pillar, if not the defence pillar? Why is this still something that is, something that your party's taking a strong stance against?
I mean, because we don't like the wool being pulled over our eyes, and nor should our people. You know, it's just the same house of cards, the same tricks. So regardless of how many pillars there are and what each pillar might be perceived to represent, it is still part of weakening the independence of this country. I know people value their own independence. I know communities value their own independence. I know that people feel pretty, put out when organisations, institutions come over the top of local decision making and the freedom of local decision making. And here you have our country considering, you know, removing our independence. So that's exactly why the Greens will continue to speak out quite strongly about this.
Let's talk a wee bit about education. This is quite a broad conversation that's happening at the moment. We're seeing quite a few specific changes being tabled by the government. Obviously, the cell phone ban has recently come into effect. We're also looking into the future at the school lunch repeal as well. But also seen in this last week, Erica Stanford has been talking a lot about a push for a structured literary approach in schools. She's also been looking at Kura Kaupapa, saying that this is a good space to be basing some of the way schools engage communities and particularly structured literary being used in that space. What's your position on this? What's your party's position on this? Do you guys agree with Stanford's suggestions that that's a useful way forward?
Well, actually, teachers and should be deciding what's the useful way forward. We've had that knowledge for a long time. They've been turning up here at Parliament over many years trying to tell us that the best thing. And so while I don't have huge comments to say about, phonics and cell phone bans, etc., and know that some school communities, parents and teachers might be finding some benefits to those, I also think it's still a distraction away from paying teachers properly, from ending poverty, which has been shown to be the biggest barrier to achievement in school. And an education minister, I would hope, will actually full-on, head-on address the biggest barriers in the way. Teachers have been turning up here year after year, month after month, saying, pay us properly, pay us what we deserve. The best way to support tamariki is to support conditions for teachers. Conditions for teachers are creating conditions for learning for tamariki. So that's where I wish this Minister for Education would focus and advocate hard for ending poverty, which is a political decision that can happen overnight. For ending poverty as being one of the surest ways of affirming education pathways for tamariki and their families.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Marama. It's been great to speak with you on the show today. We'll talk to you again in a few weeks. Take care until then.
Thank you. Kia ora, Rachel. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.